the commissioners and the P&Z zoning commissioners came and toured the well sites that IRSA was going to start drilling on. And they looked around and said, oh, this looks okay to me. It's not my backyard.
Battlement Mesa resident Bonnie Smeltzer had more than a few words for the State Air Quality Control Division last week.
I've lived on the western slope all but 6 years of my life. Grew up in Glenwood Springs, 50 years in Rifle, and now 18 years in Battlement Mesa. And I was fine. I loved coming down here because it's a community and a covenant community. Well, that works fine if you have a messy yard or you let your dog run around or you park your car on your lawn or work on your car. You can't do that here. But the gas industry can come into a community that's protected and they can do whatever they want.
Smeltzer, age 90, is a member of Battlement Concerned Citizens, an energy industry watchdog group. She joined Western Slope residents in Rifle last week during a public comment period to let officials know that clean air in the western part of the state is just as important as it is on the Front Range. State officials adopted stricter emission controls on the Front Range last fall due to high ozone levels, but the rules don't apply statewide. So a team of stakeholders were in town to discuss emission reduction strategies for oil and gas operations on the West Slope.
We have industry participants, we have the division, we have local government agencies and environmental advocates, and we really do want this to be open. We're trying to figure out what the next step is to get real emission reductions in a way that is cost-effective and preserves jobs and helps our economy grow at the same time.
Chris Kohlklescher is the deputy director of the State Department of Health's Air Pollution Control Division. He says the stakeholder meeting process came out of last fall's Front Range meetings.
We had a hearing on a regulation that was adopted for the Front Range, and there were a number of people, I want to say 100 people, who came out from the West Slope to say that they are concerned about air quality too. And so that was a real trigger for having this statewide process.
The statewide meetings will lead to recommendations for emissions reductions to the Air Quality Control Division in January 2020.
But we don't want to wait until 2020 to get more emission reductions, so we are definitely working with the companies to see what they can do now.
Stakeholders in Rifle looked at emission reduction strategies for natural gas extraction, including downstream compressor stations and gas dehydrators. Then listened to about 25 citizens from all over the Western Slope. Here's a sample of some of those comments.
My name is Andrew. I'm representing Citizens for Healthy Community. We're a 500-member impacted citizens group based in Paonia in the North Fork. Our residents rely on the clean air and water that make Delta County unique to grow fresh and healthy produce in abundance. Sacrificing a beautiful and bountiful place like the North Fork and an ag economy that's resilient and sustainable and prospering in the name of minimizing regulatory burden on oil and gas development makes no sense. So we're happy to see that you seem to be prioritizing the health and safety of Coloradans over oil and gas industry profits. Thank you.
My name is Fred Malo. I'm a volunteer for 350 Roaring Fork. It's appropriate this meeting is being held on the anniversary of the Firestone tragedy. We come before you with a cry for help. The oil and gas industry is killing us and making us sick, and all for the sake of money. Living near oil and gas drilling and fracking increases the likelihood of cancer, asthma, low birth weight, and other health problems, and accidental injury or death. That is why 350, in conjunction with Colorado Rising, is circulating a petition for a ballot issue calling for a 2,500-foot setback for all oil and gas drilling and fracking from all dwellings, schools, playgrounds, businesses, hospitals, etc.
My name is David Ludlam. We had the energy minister of Lithuania come to Grand Junction a few years ago, and he said our country has been occupied more than any other place in Europe over the centuries, and we believe that what is in the ground in western Colorado is part of the key to liberating us from the grip that Russia has had on us for so long. A few months ago, we had Japan's energy ministry come to Grand Junction and say, for us, energy is a question of existential survival of our country. We believe firmly that what you have can make the world a safer place, a better place. It can make our air cleaner in Asia. I think these are the type of things that our folks wake up every day and think about. They're good people. I think they deserve better than some of the rhetoric and some of the hyperbole and some of the characterizations that have been levied at them today.
Derek Davis with CEO Operating. I live here in Rifle, Colorado. I have 6 kids. I do not want anything negative to happen to my children. We are operating under the most strict standards in the nation as far as air quality goes already. And so if you guys are so concerned about the negative impacts on the environment, continue to make it harder and harder and put the industry out of business here, they'll go to other countries where there's no standards. Where do we want natural gas produced? Where do we want oil produced? We do not want that oil and gas being produced in third world countries with no oversight. Because if you do not treat this water correctly, absolutely, there is benzene entrenched in it, there is methane, all these things are in the water. But we treat that correctly here, and just like we want to treat the air correctly, because we live here.
No decisions were made at the Rifle meeting. Chris Kolklaser compares it to a brainstorming session.
Between our stakeholders today, we did agree to consider 4 work groups to look at operational practices, equipment that can be used on site, leak detection and monitoring, as well as a strategy for downstream compressor stations.
For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.